a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Welcome to House Local Government. We will call this to order. I ask that everybody be seated. Please turn off your cell phones, which I need to do right now. Secretary, may I call the roll? Representatives Bruner. Here. Craig.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Fox.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Marty. Qualm. Rosum.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
We have a quorum. Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Chair will entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Craig.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Heineman. Sorry. It's been moved by both representatives, and so those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. If the pages would like to come up at this time and introduce themselves, we would love to hear what you're doing and where you're going.
Hi, good morning. My name is Mike Dupick. I'm a senior at Roosevelt High School. I just got accepted at Northern State University, and I'll major in banking and financial services and minor in political science. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you for serving. We appreciate it. We will now open proponent testimony on House Bill 1197. Welcome, Representative.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members of House Local Government. Representative Steve Westford, District 13, I come before you with House Bill 1197. This is a bill that we began working on shortly after session began, and continue to find great opportunities or solutions to creating more economic development tools here in the state of South Dakota. But with that being said, I will say that I don't think at this time we're ready for prime time. We do have some people here that would like to testify with regards to it, but at this time I would ask this committee to table this bill and allow us the opportunity to bring many parties together and continue to make a good bill a great bill.
Thank you, Representative. The motion is move to table on House Bill 1197. There is no discussion on move to table.
Was there a motion?
I mean a motion.
Oh,
a motion.
Go ahead. Move to table. All right, Representative Bruner, seconded by Representative Hawks. The motion before you is move to table on House Bill 1197. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll. Representatives Bruner.
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Qualm? Rosum?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Consett?
Aye.
There were 12, yay. One not voting. House Bill 1197, the motion is moved to table, having received a majority of the vote, passes. We've had a couple pages join us. Would you please come up and tell us who you are and where you're going?
Where we're going?
Oh, okay.
All right, my name is Allie Brandner, and I'm from T, and I plan to go to SDSU and major in pre-dental. And Representative Herman Otten is my stepdad.
I'm Amanda Pennock, and I'm from Hartford, and I plan on going to Iowa State University and major in biology and military science.
Well, welcome, and thank you for your service. It's greatly appreciated. Seeing no further business, we will move on to House Bill 1211, repeal the requirement for marriage license and to provide for a marriage certificate. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1211. Welcome, Representative.
Good morning, Madam Secretary, or Madam Chairman, and members of the committee. I'd like to begin by passing out an amendment that was prepared this morning, and I see there was one item that I need to change in there as well, but I'd ask if the pages could pass this out. That amendment, I believe, addresses the concerns that were raised by some registers of deeds in regard to changes that were made in the law as it exists. On that amendment, the one thing that I would revise there, I had just short time to visit with Ms. Hammond about that this morning and then didn't see this one item. In the first paragraph, it says on page 4, line 9, at the end of that, instead of saying obtain a marriage license, it should say obtain a marriage certificate. So that would be changed from license to certificate. But that would, I believe, address all the issues that were raised by registers of deeds. And I'd just like to explain the reasoning for this bill. Over the years, I've always wondered why it was that the state was involved in marriage. Yes.
Can we move?
I'm sorry.
Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment 1211YA.
Has everybody received the amendment? Does he have a second? Representative Heineman have a second? Representative Greenfield seconds. Those in favor of moving Representative 1211YA will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So moved as amended. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Over the years, I always wondered why it was the state wanted to license marriage, especially in more recent years when things have changed so much in our culture, where you know the historical approach to marriage was probably more in the nature of some sort of courting procedure and a longer process, a more formal process. The current culture is that oftentimes individuals live together, and that in itself creates some issues in regard to the law. There's, in recent decades, been questions about quote-unquote common law marriage and that sort of thing. And so those are always complicators. Presently, I think what our culture is going to move to eventually in the next decades is probably more of a contractual relationship, and that was originally referenced in the 1800s, and even throughout the 1900s, something in the nature of a contractual relationship. But it became licensed marriage. And as I said, that never seemed to make a lot of sense why the state wanted to be involved in that as a licensing agent. And I think more so in the recent years, it's become an issue just because of the, as I say, the looser relationships that exist. The bill that I'm proposing, as I point out, I had another document passed out. It's just kind of an overview of my comments. The bill retains the mechanisms for confirming the existence of a marriage certificate, retains all the fee structures. It neutralizes the conflict of all parties as to the state's involvement in marriage, allows for verification of relationships without infringing upon personal beliefs of civil servants or other citizens. What you've seen in other states, this dovetails with the gay marriage issue, and what you've seen in other states is that there's a conflict. You know, I think there are some states who directed their public civil servants to not issue certificates, or not issue licenses, I should say, and that created some angst and conflict. And this bill, I think, is a win-win for everyone, where it takes it out of that realm. You know, in Sioux Falls at least, and I'm sure across the state and other places, there are churches of varying viewpoints on marriage. And what this would do is it would allow everyone to function within their own church as they choose to do, and the clergy can confirm the marriage, solemnize the marriage, just as they do now. And right now, for example, gay marriage isn't authorized in South Dakota. And what this would do is, in the event the Supreme Court rules on that and says South Dakota's law in regard to the constitutional amendment as far as marriage, that's no longer valid, or the other laws that address marriage between a man and a woman no longer valid, this bill would just obviate that. It'd make it insignificant. It would allow everyone to come forward, whether that Supreme Court decision is one direction or the other. It would allow everyone to come forward, bring their certificates down to the Register of Deeds, file them, and still be able to confirm with a certificate back from the Register of Deeds that there is a marriage certificate on file. It takes that, as I say, the idea of licensing by the state, it takes it out of their hands and just makes it a neutral issue. So that's why, to me, it's a win-win, and it should be something that would be favored by anyone from any perspective as far as the laws in regard to marriage. And I just point out that this isn't something new. You know, in the past year or two, as I've been considering some of these things, I thought, why is it we're licensing? And so I went back. I happen to have a copy of the Dakota Territory Code from 1878. And in that code, there was no requirement for licensing. And so I went down to the Register of Deeds and took a look in their books and find that in that period of time, people simply did what we're doing, proposing here, bring their certificate down, have it pasted into the book, and then if there's a question, then the Register of Deeds can certify that there is a certificate in the book, and that's all that's required. In fact, you know, the when someone presently brings their marriage license back and files it and confirms the marriage was completed, solemnized, then if they need a certificate to that effect, what they do is they come to the Register of Deeds, and the Register of Deeds simply provides a certification that that document is on file. Doesn't do anything more than that. Doesn't take a photocopy of the license and stamp it as certified, but instead it gives a certificate back saying there is a document on file. As I said, this is not new. It was done in the 1800s, and those documents were simply filed. Register of Deeds confirmed that they were filed. Then as the statehood progressed and the licensing came into play, I think the early on, I think in the 1900s especially, the concern was about venereal diseases. And so they wanted to make sure they had people jump through a few more hoops and have a blood test. And in that tradition, that culture, people probably did not engage in inappropriate physical relationships prior to marriage. And so there was a reason for the blood test. It would bring to light any issues that might exist, and the individuals considering the marriage might decide, no, I'm not going to marry because the test shows that there's a problem here. And that's not an issue these days, especially in fact in light of the change in our culture, but also in light of the change of the requirements. There is no blood testing required. So the fees remain the same, the procedure remains the same. The only thing that changes is the idea that the state licenses anyone's marriage. And, you know, I can see arguments from all perspectives. Certainly the individuals that are part of the traditional marriage approach, they would be opposed to gay marriage. Those who are involved in gay marriage would be opposed to the traditional churches that say it can only be between a man and a woman. So this neutralizes the whole issue. It allows for verification and certification of marriage. And in fact, the individuals, if they would marry within a church, they are married by law, whether they have a license or not. But to verify that marriage, they need to presently need to have a license. This would simply allow for whatever is a valid marriage under state law pursuant to the federal constitution and the state constitution would allow for that to be certified by the registered deeds. So like I say, I think this is a win-win for everyone. I think there are other issues coming down the line as well that will become more significant. And I think that probably would be in regard to multiple marriages, where it's not just between two people, but it'll be between three or four or as many as they choose. And that's becoming more widely discussed, called polyamory. And so those things are going to happen too, but that's a subject down the road a ways. I suspect at this point the U.S. Supreme Court is going to address solely whether it's between a man and a woman or two men or two women and just leave it at that. I doubt they'll venture into that further area because once they do, it's going to become a complicated mess as far as benefit programs. So that'll be something that's future legislation, but I believe this serves the appropriate needs today to allow for certification, and it also takes the contention out of the issue. And I think that's what we should be trying to do as lawmakers, is to accommodate the needs of the individual citizens without heightening a conflict, because there's always going to be a difference of opinion on this subject of what constitutes an appropriate marriage. And I think this meets that need. So that's why I'm proposing the bill. Like I say, regardless of what direction the U.S. Supreme Court goes in their decision, they say they're going to hear the case in April and decide in June. Regardless which direction they go, this would take care of marriage certificates and the filing thereof and the verification of the marriages. So it becomes a non-issue. So that's why I'm proposing the bill. I'll stand by for further questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1211 as amended. Proponent testimony. Proponent testimony? Seeing none, we will move to opponent testimony on House Bill 1211 as amended. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Roger Telling, he is a registered lobbyist on behalf of the South Dakota Association of County Officials, which includes treasurers, auditors, and registers of deeds. And I signed up as an opponent originally because I had concerns about a number of the issues which Representative Haugard's amendment has addressed. So to that end, I applaud him for taking into account some of the concerns that were expressed, I believe, to him by his local register of deeds. I still have one concern, though, and I don't really rise so much as an opponent, but more as someone who just wants to raise the question because I don't know the answer to it. And that is, in the last part of the amendment, which provides that the Register of Deeds shall confirm the names and ages of the married parties by valid identification at the time of the marriage certificate filing, what happens if the Register of Deeds determines that someone wasn't old enough to get married? If the ID that's provided to the Register of Deeds turns out to have been fraudulent? In speaking with a couple of our registers of deeds, they tell me that they have people within their office who are trained to look at, for instance, driver's licenses and determine whether or not they're a valid license. Is the marriage still valid? Is the certificate still to be filed? I guess I'm raising those questions because I don't know the answers to them. And I will leave it at that, Madam Chair, and be happy to answer any questions if I can. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. That's interesting testimony for somebody who was against it and I was for it. But the question is valid. Further opponent testimony on House Bill 1211 as amended. Opponent testimony, House Bill 1211. I will now give you a short rebuttal, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Steve Haugard again, District 10 representative. I think I do have an answer for Mr. Tellinghusen's question. I had an email from the Register of Deeds in Minnehaha County in regard to some of the preparation of this, because I did visit with her early on. And she mentioned that in her email, she says, once a marriage ceremony is performed, even without a license, a couple is considered married. So I think that answers his question. You know, people may choose to get married, and I think that creates some sort of a new anomaly that those folks will have to resolve themselves, because that certainly could happen. But people may choose to marry in a whatever ceremony they're engaged in, and they might even have a person that's authorized to solemnize marriages do that. But as he said, you know, if it's someone who's outside of the proper age limits, or they're already married or something like that, essentially it would be void by a matter of law, but it would still be something they'd need to address. So they could create some issues. But as I say, the registered deeds in her email to me when we were kind of going back and forth on this, trying to sort out how this would best be done, she did mention that even without a license, a couple is considered married. So that's an issue that exists today as well. But I think the bill as amended resolves the issues that were put in front of us, and I would ask the committee to pass it out on the House floor so that we could discuss it further and give the House an opportunity to vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I will now open it up for committee questions. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Tellinghuysen.
Hello.
He's scared of me. Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, in light of the short rebuttal, it does appear that presently the Register of Deeds has the same issue that you brought up. So how do you feel about this? I mean, would you concur that if they determine that someone is not of the age of majority or the age of ability to say yes, how would you address that?
Madam Chair, I was just suggesting to Representative Haugard that maybe we could answer my question by simply adding in front of that last sentence of the amendment the words, prior to filing, comma, the Register of Deeds shall confirm the names and ages of the married parties by valid identification at the time of the marriage certificate filing. Point being that if the Register of Deeds determines, for instance, that someone was not of age, they simply would not accept the certificate for filing, which is really then leaves those parties in kind of the same position as though they had gone and gotten married without securing a license in the first instance.
Further questions on House Bill 1211 as amended? Seeing none, the chair will now close the public hearing on this portion of House Bill 1211 and open up for a committee discussion and or action. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In light of that, I guess I would move amend on page 6, line 6, prior to the Register of Deeds, insert prior to filing. And no, it's not been distributed. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Prior to filing, on line 6, would be inserted before the Register of Deeds. So it would read, within 15 days of the issuance of the marriage certificate, period. And then insert, prior to filing, comma, the Register of Deeds shall confirm the names and ages of the married parties. Okay.
We're going to give her a moment to write that down and then reread it, please.
On the amended bill for HB 1211, on page 6, line 6, and this looks like it would be what will be line 7. Before the words, the Register of Deeds, we are inserting prior to filing. So the sentence will read, prior to filing, the Register of Deeds shall confirm the names and ages of the married parties by valid identification at the time of the marriage certificate filing.
Thank you. Is everybody clear on that? Representative Tolson?
When
On page 6, line 6 of the amended bill, I believe it'll be line 7. It's hard to tell since this isn't enrolled yet. Before the words, the register of deeds, we are inserting prior to filing. So it will say, prior to filing, the register of deeds shall confirm.
Are we clear on that? Does anybody need it repeated? The chair will ask for a second to that.
Second.
All right. So we have House Bill 1211 amended, seconded by Representative Otten. Those in favor will say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1211 is amended again. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in keeping with the discussion, I guess I move do pass as amended, 1211 YA as amended.
It's been moved do pass on House Bill 1211 as amended. Does he have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Representative Greenfield. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, have received numerous emails, including my own register of deeds from my county. I do believe the sponsor has diligently done his work and tried to address the very specific concerns that I received from probably 11 or 12 register of deeds. In fact, I kind of collated them together and come up with the common questions, and I gave them to the representative, and I think his due diligence was appropriate. And I do encourage moving on to the floor for further discussion, so I ask for your motion to do pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question, are we still on questioning?
Nope. We've closed
okay,
the public.
Just a statement, then. I don't know if there's any cost incurred on this with a certificate, any added cost or to the counties. And then the other thing I would like to talk about, our current marriage license are still okay, even if this bill passes. I mean, they're fine, right? I just asked someone in the committee.
Single, buddy.
So the marriage license I have now wouldn't be null and void.
Your wife might have a different point of view. Yeah. Further discussion. Seeing no further discussion, the question is... Representative,
well,
late to the game.
I see, a fair amount of head scratching going on, and I guess I kind of feel like maybe to coin a phrase, we have to pass it to see what's in it, or that's kind of a dangerous thing to say. But I haven't heard a lot of opposition to this, other than we're making a big change. But because of very little opposition testimony, I have a tendency to think I'm going to vote for it. And I'm guessing by the time it hits the House floor, we'll know more about it, and we'll figure out who the opposition is, if there is any opposition. If not, great. But I'm just questioning if this hasn't come up on anybody's radar yet, or if it's such a boring topic that nobody shows up to oppose it or whatever. So I guess with that, I'm gonna support it unless somebody can give me some compelling reason not to. When you vote first, sometimes you just have to, look for some support, maybe.
Thank you, Representative Bruner. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Representative Soley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have several reasons I oppose this. Maybe the first one is the idiom, if it ain't broke, why are we going to try to fix it? marriage licensing, or the way we handle marriage, and from what I heard from registers of deeds, that there is no reason to mess with this, shall we say, or change it. This functions as a very important part of our identification in legal procedures, driver's license, all of that. But I guess let's get a little more down into what this attempts to do. Apparently, we don't want to infringe upon our civil servants. Now, I don't know. I might be the only one in this room who actually has performed many marriages in this state, and appreciate that the state has a process by which people are verified, set up legally. So then when I take a couple that I'm going to marry, I make a decision based on my faith and my denomination. We have some very specific things, as I think all faiths, religions, denominations do, what ordained ministers can and can't do, and I have discouraged people from getting married. But if you go a little deeper, the people who marry, actually do the marrying, are the couple. As a pastor, I'm a witness. The state, even the civil servants who fill out the paperwork, do not approve that marriage by doing that. The state isn't giving a blessing on that. I am when I do that. It's very specifically a blessing from my interpretation of God. But when it comes down to it, neither the civil servants nor the one performing the marriage is approving that marriage or making it happen. The people do it. Everybody is a witness, and those in the Register of Deeds office aren't saying, this is great, I approve of it by my faith. They are saying, this is the correct information, and all these things are being met so they can be prepared so the other one can do the official witnessing. I don't think we need to change this. I think this will create havoc. The Register of Deeds have told us that. Even though we've fixed up some of the details, we're basically changing this, and I don't see any difference from the civil servant actually filling out the licensing arrangements or doing that process at the end, whatever this is, the certification. No different. You're still faced with people you maybe don't think should be married, but you still do it because you're a civil servant. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Craig.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Like the representative with a very colorful tie, I'm scratching my head a bit. Being somebody who has helped couples tie the knot many, many times, I would agree with the prime sponsor that a paper documentation does not do the marrying. It is the commitment of the mouth. It's what you say, you know, to one another. It's the commitment of the heart, the inward commitment. And then that documentation, like a wedding ring, is the outward sign of the inward commitment. If I would change my wedding band here, this gold band, for a rubber band, with or without it, I'm still married. I almost get the idea that swapping license for certificate is a bit like changing my gold band to a rubber band. Not to insult at all the integrity of the bill, it just seems to be, for some reason, just to my understanding right now, almost less binding. There's something about signing your name on the dotted line. And I understand that the certificate perhaps would be considered equal to the license, per se. But when I buy a house, I've got to do more than say it and have the commitment in my heart to pay my mortgage. I sign my name on the dotted line. And so there is something to be said about keeping the highest standard possible, even with that paper document. Even if that paper document, it's simply a higher standard of the paper document. I get the idea the certificate almost lowers the standard. And based on, again, you're hearing my understanding on really limited testimony, both pro and or con, I'm not at this time in favor of this bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further discussion? Representative Heineman? Then Representative Un.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe I can help address a couple of questions. First of all, I'm just reading here from an email from one of the Register of Deeds. Proper forms of identification are confirmed. To help assure age requirements, relationships of the parties, this bill would transfer that important oversight to any individual who is simply claimed to be capable of performing the wedding ceremony. Then she goes on to talk about the $40 fee and several other issues, and I believe in our amendment we have addressed all of those concerns, and I think that's appropriate that you understand that. The second point, a question about certificate versus license, you know, we spend a lot of time in that question, even in the world of dentistry. For practical purposes, certificate and license really is the same because you're meeting a standard that the state or someone else is setting out. I would see in a licensure issue is it's an ability for, like, the state to be able to remove that if something is not done correctly or they're violating state law. So you have to move to the next question of is, do you want the licensing process so that you can remove a marriage license from someone after they went through that process? And I would answer to that question would be no. So to me, the question of whether you use a certificate or license is probably not as big an issue as a previous speaker mentioned. I would also point out that we did utilize certificates in the early part of prior to statehood. So the sponsor has pointed out that issue. So that's not a new issue. That's something that we have had on the books. So I guess I would urge, I guess a third thing I would point out is that it's important you realize that the representative representing the county officials here has testified, and he has testified that he feels comfortable that all of the questions, or at least to his knowledge today, all the questions that were posed by his group has been addressed. So I guess with that, I would say move it onto the floor, and I urge your due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Oh. Representative Hawks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I tend to default to the side of if we don't have a problem, let's not find a solution. And I'm not in favor of passing legislation that creates solutions for problems that don't exist. That being said, I also get a little concerned about any kind of unintended consequences that we might see from this. What are other states doing? Are they going to recognize our changes? And there are just a few too many questions with this that I would need answered before I could put my stamp of approval on this. And I appreciate the efforts of bringing this amendment, but I would need to hear from the people that were very adamantly opposed to this bill to see if this actually does meet their requirements. So I will be voting no.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Otten.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to 41st day.
Second.
We have a motion, move House Bill.
Substitute motion, yes.
Substitute motion, move House Bill 1211.
Second.
It's seconded by Representative Shane Fish. Thank you. So the motion at hand is move House Bill 1211 to the 41st day. The Secretary will call the roll.
Comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Apologize. Comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to make a couple remarks to my to my motion. I really can't say it much better than what Representative Craig said it, though. I think he pretty much hit the nail on the head with that, and I do believe it does water down the whole marriage deal. I just think it's a bad idea at this time. We really haven't heard a good reason why we need to pass this. I think it's making a little bit more of a political statement than it is actually fixing or changing anything. And I, you know, I'm not always all about making political statements about something. If we want to do it, I think we should have a purpose behind it. And if this U.S. Supreme Court makes changes to, I guess, how they want to classify marriage between man and a woman, which I believe fully in, but if there's issues that rise out of there, we need to make some changes to this statute after that has happened and recommendations come, then I'd be willing to look at that. But for right now, I can't support this.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion at hand is move House Bill 1211 to the 41st day. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Bruner?
No.
Craig?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hawks?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Hardy?
No.
Palm is excused. Rosam?
Aye.
Palm's here.
Palm's here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Palm?
No.
Rosam?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Hotton?
Aye.
Konzik?
Aye.
Madam Chair, there were 8 yea and 5 nay.
House Bill 1211 moved to the 41st day, having received a majority of the vote from the members present, passes. If there is nothing further for the betterment of the committee, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved by Representative Craig, seconded by Representative Qualm, Representative Hawks, seconded. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.